punishment. Sometimes people get in trouble. Sometimes because people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sometimes it's because of making mistakes. Sometimes it's because of saying the right thing to the wrong people. All too often, it's because people in places of power have stacked the deck to make things better for them at the expense of people who aren't in positions of power. And people in positions of power or in perceived positions of power want to punish the ones who are now in trouble. Throw those thugs in jail. Build a wall to keep those criminals out. Drug test poor people so they don't steal food stamps or get unemployment insurance. Stop a child tax credit and say that it's only because that money would be used to buy drugs. Attempt to marginalize the voices of those who call for equality and justice with the politics of fear of the other. Spread misinformation about COVID-19, about masks, vaccines, and then use the misinformation to create more misinformation. Punish, 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 never forgive. Incarcerate, not rehabilitate. The people listening to Jesus in the lost things parable, the parables from Luke 15, may have had a sense of who was in and who was out and what God would do for them. And as usual, Jesus had something to say on the matter that turned things in a completely different direction. There are three lost things parables that Jesus told in reaction to the Pharisees grumbling and, about the people that Jesus welcomed. Jesus told them the parable of the angry son. Wait, what parable is that? Don't you mean the parable of the prodigal son? Does prodigal mean angry? I thought prodigal meant recklessly extravagant or something like that. The son took his inheritance early and then was recklessly extravagant about how he spent it. He blew it, and he came back crawling to his father, who welcomed him back with open arms. Prodigal doesn't mean angry, and it doesn't mean recklessly extravagant either. It doesn't mean ungrateful or selfish or irresponsible or any of those things. All right, it kind of does mean all that. Prodigal means excessive, wasteful, wanton, and temperate too. But look at the word background. And prodigal's similarity with another word, prodigy. Prodigal from prodigus, rich, extravagant, around, abound in, profuse. Prodigy from prodigium, a monster or unnatural thing or a sign that some calamity was going to happen. A gifted child might scare people because they saw the talent that said child had as a sign of something horrible coming. P-R-O-D-I-G, extravagant, unnatural, profuse, something that might scare folks immediately. The prodigal son abounded in money, and he wasted it. The prodigal son was gifted with a reckless welcome from his father. The prodigal son deserved horrible treatment, but instead he was lavished with a feast. But I say that Jesus told them the parable of the angry son, too. He did. The other son, the son who stayed and worked hard, the son who was faithful and true, the son who looked at what his father was doing for the wasteful, selfish monster and got angry. Are you kidding me? The father responded with, life isn't fair. Get over it. All right, there you go again. He didn't say that. Instead, he heard the anger and responded by telling his son who was angry, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. Parables help us to see glimpses of what God is like. God is like a parent who welcomes us back no matter what. God is like a parent who celebrates that we are back no matter what we've done or where we've been. That's what God is like. God is like a parent who hears our anger and our feelings of entitlement and our disdain toward people who seem to get things that they don't deserve. And God says, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. That is what God is like. How can God welcome us back when we've messed up and also turn to us when we feel like the ones who have messed up and don't deserve God's extravagant welcome we're angry about that and say, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. God isn't coming from a place that says, this is all there is. If I give it to them, there isn't enough for you. If I love you, it means I can't love or forgive them. There isn't an us or them. There isn't a, there's not enough. God loves, forgives, blesses, has mercy on, offers compassion to, is God to all. That's what God is like. No matter what, for all, God's embracing love. Amen.